The cyclone has made landfall as a Category 4 and continues its path of destruction across towns and communities along the East Coast. Monster waves caused by the storm surge are lashing the coast. Torrential rain is falling and destructive winds of 240 kilometers per hour have been recorded. Flying debris is a threat to human life and power lines are down. Hundreds of thousands of homes are without electricity. There's still many hours to go and we urge people to remain inside in their homes and stay sheltered. Seek higher ground if flooding occurs. 30% of the world's population live in areas that are affected by tropical cyclones. The better we understand them, the better we can take action to protect people and property. So, let's look at what qualifies as a tropical cyclone, the conditions required to bring them about, and how they're formed. Tropical cyclone is the generic term used by meteorologists to describe a rotating, organized system of strong winds, thick clouds, intense rain and thunderstorms that form and develop as part of a low-pressure system over tropical or subtropical waters.